Emily.
Emily.
And the guy?
Emma.
Emily, Emma, Madison were the top three for a girl. And for boys, it was Jacob.
Jacob.
Jacob was the top name.
Can we go back? Do you have like 18? I know it went back to like 1890s, one of the lists that I saw. Or maybe early turn of the century.
I have 1880s.
Okay.
Excellent. That's as far as it goes. Shall we go back that far?
Well, yeah, just for...
Do you want to guess or just list them?
Just list the women's names. Because I
you
love
want
these,
the women's names?
Yeah, I love these old times.
Because I guarantee
Esther,
you,
Edith,
several of them are in my family right now.
You might be disappointed with this because most of them aren't that over the top. Working from the rear, there is a tie for number 10 between Annie, which was my grandmother's name, and Sarah.
And Sarah made, didn't that make the list?
Yeah.
No.
This year
it
did.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Did it?
Number 9 is Marie.
Marie?
Mm-hmm.
I've always liked that name.
Number 8, Alice.
That's a name that's been lost.
Number 7, Martha.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend from college named Martha.
Martha's a fat girl's name, too.
No, it's not.
Not really.
It can be.
I had an Aunt Martha. Anybody else? Anyone?
No.
Beaver did.
I had an Aunt Martha. Beaver did.
It can be a name for those who are not fat at a certain point in life, yet become so later. Number 6 is Emma.
There you go.
Made the top 10 this year.
Number 2 this year.
Son of a bitch.
Number 5 is Minnie.
This is 1880?
How did they have records of this? They could barely do a census back then. You know?
They get this stuff from the Social Security.
Right.
Oh.
But they didn't have it
Association.
Then.
Association.
Well, they didn't have any
Social Security Association.
They didn't have any Social Security in 1880.
All right, well, the Census Bureau or something, Grego.
Probably going back and getting birth certificates.
Number 4 is Margaret. Number 3 is Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, Anna. And number 1, anyone?
Midge.
Helen.
No.
Ida.
Esther.
No.
Eustace.
No.
Ruby. Eunice.
Eleanor.
No. Rose.
Bella. Betty.
No.
Mary.
Beulah.
Mary.
Mary.
I'm surprised Mary didn't make the list this year.
And for boys, number 10,
Buford.
Michael.
No.
Cobra.
No.
Michael.
Number 10 is Harry.
Oh, how times have changed.
Harry
Cox. Big Harry Cox.
Grego. Not last names.
Number 9 is Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, Henry.
That's a name. That's another one.
That is a name, Greg.
Well, no, that's one that used to be. I mean, I had a Henry when I was, a lot of Henrys that were in my class when I was growing up.
Really? I only knew a couple of Henrys.
Yeah.
What? How do you get Hank from Henry?
Well, how do you get Dick from Richard?
How did that start? Who started
how do you,
that?
How do you get...
Pay for it, probably.
How do you get Bill from William?
How do you get Jack from John?
Yeah, that never made sense to me. When they would call John Kennedy Jack when I was a kid,
I thought it was a different Kennedy brother.
Yeah, I did too.
I'm like, well, which one is Jack?
Number 7, Frank. Number 6, Joseph. Number 5,
Frank.
James.
That's great, Frank.
Number 4, George. Number 3, Charles. Number 2, William. And number 1,
Michael?
No.
Richard?
No. John.
Yeah, John.
All right, what year you want next?
Let's skip to...
Let's go to the 50s.
Yeah, when you were born.
All right, most popular names in the 50s. Now, they list 40 for each of them here.
We'll just do 10.
The top 10. Girls or boys first?
Girls.
All right, girls. Number 10, Kathleen. Number 9, Deborah. Which is the Michael of the Distaff side of that generation.
Michael?
Deborah?
Yes.
R-A or O-R-A-H?
O-R-A-H. Number 8, Nancy. Knew a ton of those.
Oh, so did I.
Number seven, Sandra. Knew a ton of those.
I knew a lot of Sandys.
Number six, Maria. Didn't know hardly any of them.
Because your school was segregated.
Right. That just signaled one thing and one thing only.
And what was that?
That the Mexican had arrived.
Number five, Susan. Mm-hmm. A ton of them. Number four, Barbara.
God. Millions of those back then. Right?
Number three, Patricia.
I knew a lot of Patricias.
My sister's name.
Ooh.
Number two, Mary.
Does she still live in that box?
Come on.
Hey,
that's what he said
it yesterday.
I did not.
Yeah, you did.
He said she lives in a box and sometimes the box stinks. Quote, unquote, from Mike Reiner.
I thought she had money and lived in a house.
Thing.
I didn't realize she was homeless.
Number two is Mary. And number one, anybody?
Edna?
No.
We've already had Kathleen, right?
Yep.
Number two is Mary?
Yep.
Henrietta?
But Mary had been overtaken by the 50s.
Okay.
By Ruth?
No. By Linda.
Linda.
Oh, no. No one's named Linda anymore. No one.
My sister's name is Linda.
Here are the boys' names. Number 10, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9.
That was the hip name then. That was just coming into vogue.
Gary.
Charles. Number 8, Thomas. Still strong 50 years later, or 70 years later. Yeah. Number 7, Richard.
That's where the dick was coming in.
Number 6, David.
David.
Number
David
5.
David didn't make it eight in the...
No, it did not. Number 5, Michael.
Michael.
Number 4, William. Number 3, Robert. Number 2, James. And still number 1, 70 years later, John.
Go to 60.
Yeah, let's do 60s and 70s because that'll be Grego and then us.
All right, let's see. Here is 60s. Girls, number 10, Deborah.
Ooh, falling out of favor.
No, it was
still
10
strong,
in
baby.
The 50s.
Oh.
Number 9, Deborah.
Different spelling.
Right. This
God.
Is 9 is D-E-B-R-A.
Give it up.
You know what? That's one name. No matter how you spell it, it's the same one.
And when you've got number 10 and number 9 in this franchise, that's the
You're
that's
kicking
strong.
Ass.
Well, one of them's three syllables, Deborah. That's like the difference between Cobra and Cobra.
I don't buy that.
Number 8, Patricia. Number
Cobra.
7,
Cobra.
Easing its way into the top 10, Donna.
Donna.
Number 6, falling off a little bit, Linda. Number 5, making its first appearance, Lisa.
All the A names in the 60s.
Lisa, Deborah, Linda.
Susan will be up here in a second.
Number 4, Maria, meaning?
They're Mexican.
And they have stayed.
Not only have they stayed, they've gotten stronger.
Right.
They're topping the charts.
Number 3, a strong debut here in the top 10 for Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, Susan.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that was hip back in the day, wasn't it? Obviously.
And number 1, anyone?
Mary.
Mary. Back to number 1 for Mary.
Boy, Mary and John, they stand the test of time.
On the boys' side, in the 60s, number 10, Stephen.
Steve.
Now, are they counting V-A-N and P-H-E-N?
P-H is number 29. This is E-V-E.
If your name is Stephen, it doesn't matter how you spell it. It's the same name.
Yeah. Number 9, Thomas. Number 8, Richard. 7, William. 6, Mark.
Well, that's kind of
biblical.
5, Robert. 4, James. 3, John. 2, Michael. And number 1,
David.
Yeah.
So you guys, in your respective decades, Grego, you were 4th with Robert?
Yeah.
He was number 26 with Gregory.
Ooh. And you, in the 50s, were 5th with Michael, I think?
Right.
Good.
Let's go to the 70s and then take a short break.
All right. To the 70s we will go. Number 10 for girls.
I have a prediction in the girls.
All right.
I think we will see the debut of Michelle.
Do you know?
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll see about that. One debut you're seeing at number 10 is that of Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had knew a ton of girls named Tracy. I bet we see the debut of Brooke.
Number 9 is Mary.
Wow.
That's falling off.
Right.
You know, we haven't heard of Kim yet either. I knew a ton of girls named Kim.
Kimberly.
All hot, by the way. I've never known a girl named Kim that wasn't hot.
Kimberly.
I have. Number 8, Melissa.
Ah.
Number 7.
Sweet.
Amy.
Dad.
Number 6, Maria.
Damn. Hello.
Number 5, Angela.
Angela. That's a 70s name.
Number 4, Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Number 3, Kimberly.
I knew that.
I love you, Kimberly.
Number 2, Lisa. And number 1, anybody?
Deborah?
No.
Karen?
No. We have not mentioned this name as of yet.
Mandy.
We haven't even mentioned it?
No, we have not even mentioned it.
Heather?
It has not made the top 10 until now.
Good, that's an 80s
Courtney.
Name, Heather.
No.
Courtney, Tiffany, Heather.
None of those.
I give up.
Jennifer.
Oh.
I know, they're all mine.
Now, you were wondering about Brooke, Grego?
Yes.
Brooke is not on the list in the top 40.
No kidding.
All right.
For the boys' side.
I have a prediction in the boys.
All right.
We will see the first appearance of Daniel. Just a guess.
All right. Number 10 is Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9.
Now, I wonder if they have the I-A-N and Y-A-N.
Well, this is I-A-N, and I do not see Y-A-N on this list of 40. Number 9 is Richard. Number 8, Mark. 7, William. Number 6, Christopher. Number 5, Robert. Number 4, James. Number 3, John. Number 2, David. And number 1,
Thomas.
Mark.
No. Mark is number 8.
Ted?
Michael.
No Daniel in the top 10, huh?
Michael?
No Daniel in the top 10. You have to go down to number 18 to run into Daniel.
Now, where was Corby? That Nutcracket?
There it is.
Oh.
No, Corby didn't crack it, but Scott did. Isn't that your first name or middle name?
Yeah.
Your first name?
Where's Scott?
17.
Corbett Scott?
Yep.
That's a good name.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Where's Hammer?
I'm Sweet Grego.
Hammer.
All right, a little look at the name game. But right now, we're not here to talk about names. We are here to give you another ticket ticker.